Welcome to the Medical Association of Georgia's award-winning Top Doc show. With more than 8,000 members who care for patients in every specialty and practice setting, MAG is the leading voice for physicians in Georgia. Go to mag.org to join MAG if you're a physician in Georgia. And thanks to Alliant Health Solutions for its support as a sponsor.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special House of Delegates edition of the Top Doc Show. I'm your host and MAG CEO, Donald Pomisano. Today's show is going to address MAG's 401k plan, which now has more than $80 million in assets and is creating great value for a number of MAG member practices. Today's guest is Kevin Rainwater, who is a retirement consultant and investment advisor with ACG Wealth, who manages MAG's 401k plan. Kevin, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Donald. Happy to be here, and welcome everybody to the 2020 HOD.
Well, great. Well, I'll tell you this, is that this our MAG 401k plan has been a great member benefit. I want to thank you for being our partner since the very beginning, roughly about 5 years ago. So I want to thank you for all the time that you've put in and growing this plan and getting us to where we are today.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate the partnership, and we've enjoyed the growth that we've seen, especially in the last 2 years since we made a major overhaul in the plan. So we look forward to giving an update to everyone today.
All right. So I'd like to begin by asking for an update on the plan.
Okay. So we have right now, as you stated, right at $83 million in plan assets, which is, we feel, outstanding considering 2020, COVID-19, everything that was going on with shutdowns, and especially how much that affected medical practices across the state of Georgia. We, in this time, not only grew assets, but also grew member association, association members for MAG. We added 23 new MAG members that were not members previously during the plan year 2020. So the plan, as you mentioned, Donald, not only is it a great benefit as far as a retirement plan, but it's a great member benefit for MAG members, but it's also a great way to grow membership for the association itself. So we're happy with that. As far as new adopters and prospects, we've had more traction now. We obviously took a little bit of a hit on that at the beginning of the year, especially during second quarter from mid-March to kind of late May. But we're gaining traction there. We have a couple of active prospects that we're looking at for new practices joining the plan. And then we've also got some exciting opportunities with some other ventures that MAG's doing that we believe will help us grow this plan tremendously in the next few years. So all in all, we are doing very well with the plan. Plan's performing very well. We'll talk more about investment options and things like that in a moment. But overall, very happy with where the plan is for 2020.
So obviously we have, as you mentioned, $83 million in assets that are in the plan. Can you give our audience an idea of how many participants and practices are now participating in the MAG plan?
Yes. So we have over 550 participants currently. That number is down a little bit because we did lose some participants during COVID-19, during the shutdown. A couple of our practices did have to have some layoffs. Fortunately, that hasn't affected plan assets that much, but it has affected the number of participants covered. That 550 participant base covers 12 practices currently.
Okay. And then how has the MAG plan performed during the pandemic?
So with any equity-based platform, there were obviously hits at the beginning of the pandemic, especially beginning of the shutdown. With the last 2 weeks in March and early part of April. We feel like, during that last couple of weeks of March and first few days of April, the market was down over 30% in a broad range equity index. The plan itself was down about 18%. So we feel like that there were a couple of contributing factors to that. One, we have very low-cost investment options. So the low-cost investment options That allowed lower expense ratios to take less of a drag on performance. Both that helps on performance both ways, positive years and in negative times. So that was one major factor. Also, we have a Vanguard suite of target date funds that are available to participants that are widely used across the plan. And those perform very well during that downtime. Also, we were able to get out in front of people as far as participants and practices and kind of coach them on what to do during the pandemic. So we didn't see a major rush to withdraw money. We did have some withdrawal capabilities for that, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But we didn't see a huge amount of withdrawals, and we also didn't see a large amount of move to cash. Typically in a type of crisis like this, and we saw it in 08 and 09, we saw it after 9/11, where people, especially in retirement plans, they go to a fear factor and they move to a much more conservative posture within their savings. Sometimes that's good. The problem with that is you never know when to get back into the market. And in this particular pandemic, we had a pretty fast correction. So our participants mostly stayed invested where they were. They took that lump hit up front, but they've come back and actually accounts or balances are higher than they were before the pandemic started.
Excellent. So you talked a little bit about the action of the participants, but can you tell our audience a little bit about what action ACG has taken to protect MAG plan participants during the pandemic?
Yes. So we did a couple of things. We did proactive calls, Zoom calls, and old-fashioned conference calls with a number of the practices. We did calls across our client base, not just MAG specific, but across our client base that we invited all participating practices to participate in. And those covered topics such as we helped a lot of practices with the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program, the stimulus packages and how that might affect them and their employees. We held a number of calls regarding that. We also had a number of calls regarding the CARES Act. And the CARES Act was instrumental in helping practices that were struggling with either reducing their match, their employer match, looking at other safe harbor options, going through and looking at withdrawal options for physicians and participants that were in need. So we did a lot of calls on that. And then our partner, Blue Star, has also opened up through another partner of theirs, what's called a COVID survival kit, which we've talked about with members across all of the practices that allows you to go online through the portal you're already utilizing through Blue Star and get very, very in-depth advice and knowledge on different life cycles that you might be in during this pandemic time. That's not just retirement planning. It could be maybe you're a newlywed, maybe you just started a family, maybe you're buying your first home. All of those type things were included in this instruction packet. So we feel like we've been proactive in helping practices and participants. And we've also been reactive with physician needs because we know how drastic and how impactful COVID-19 has been to the physician marketplace. And we're seeing people take withdrawals that normally we wouldn't see take withdrawals. But there's more options out there than there ever has been to help those people in a time of crisis. And we've been on top of it the entire time.
Great. And I'll tell you that I can say that you kept us informed, regularly informed throughout COVID, and continue to keep us informed. And I always appreciate the economic outlook that we get from David Crook, an economist that works with y'all. So I always look forward to those conversations.
Well, he was sorry he couldn't be here today, but had Yom Kippur, so we're wishing him the best, and he'll give an update soon. I think we're going to do another series on that.
Excellent. I know it's the one of the most interesting things, and that's no offense to you, of course.
But, I understand.
I always love listening to his updates.
He has a better accent as well.
Exactly. So can you tell me what kind of investment options does the MAG plan offer?
So the MAG plan is very flexible from an investment offering standpoint, and I believe that's one of the reasons that we were able to have a successful run during this pandemic. We offer, as most 401k plans across the country and definitely across the state offer, we offer a series of mutual funds that are available. Those mutual funds are provided on the Schwab platform as custodian. So we were able to go out and do what's called open architecture and building the plan where we could go out and grab any mutual fund we wanted that was open to the Schwab platform. As I mentioned, we lean heavily on index-based options in every asset class. We also have actively managed options in every asset class. So we're able to provide people that want to have varying levels of advice and management. They can go through and pick mutual funds on their own. They also have, like I said, the Vanguard index options if they want to go low cost. We have a series of target date funds that are available, which are widely used across the platform. Those target date funds are managed by Vanguard, very, very low cost. Average cost on those is just over 10 basis points. So a cheap option, but a great option as far as diversification. And we have a lot of people utilizing those. And then also through Schwab, we have the benefit of a self-directed brokerage account, which a number of our physicians are involved in. And that allows for a couple of different things. One, if you want to have someone manage your money for you, if they're on the Schwab platform, they can do that. So you could hire ACG Wealth. You could hire, you know, any other advisor or broker that you work with. They could go through Schwab and manage that money for you, or you can manage it on your own through a Schwab account. So we have a lot of physicians that are taking advantage of that. And during the pandemic, when we saw this initial downturn, it was a huge benefit for us to be able to help those people even further on a discretionary basis with us being hired as manager, or people wanting to go in and say, you know, I want to buy AT&T stock because I know how deflated it is. I want to buy Tesla. I want to buy Apple before the split. They were doing all of these type things within those self-directed brokerage accounts that allow them to utilize their qualified plan dollars within the 401k the same as they would their after-tax dollars in their investment accounts. One last thing to note is we're revamping and we're working currently with State Street advisors to revamp our risk-based models. Right now, we have five ACG Wealth managed risk-based models. They don't take into account your number of years to retirement like a target date fund. They're just conservative, moderately aggressive, and growth. So we are working with State Street to use their research and their index funds to build a better risk-based model. We've seen people asking more and more for that, and especially physicians with a higher account balance. So we're reacting to that and making sure that we have the very best offering. We expect that to be out by the end of this year, and we'll make a formal announcement on that. So in a nutshell, we have everything you could want within the plan. We had a prospect that we're looking at now, and they were interested in socially responsible funds. And instead of having those funds within the plan, we have the self-directed brokerage account set up so that that physician can go out and in that case, grab whatever he or she wants as far as a mutual fund goes. So there's no end as far as the flexibility within the plan, as far as investment options.
Excellent. And I know, obviously, you know, someone who watches their own money very closely, you know, one of the two things that you look for is our investment options, but also the fee structure. So can you talk about MAG's plan's fee structure, and is that an important consideration?
Yes, it's probably for physicians the most important consideration. I would say it even is ahead of investment options, because typically in a 401k plan, and even the MAG MEP 401k plan before we made the transition to Blue Star and Schwab, the fee structure was such that you had asset-based fees that are great when you have a startup plan because they make the plan seem very inexpensive. But as the plan grows, that takes a large drag on major account holders, larger account holders as far as balance goes, larger practices on performance. So what we have done is we have a flat fee structure for administration. So for example, if we're talking to a practice that just left, employees of the hospital, they just left, started a practice, they don't currently have a 401k plan. We can make it very economical for them to start a plan, paying a flat fee annually for administration, and then asset-based fees for the ACG wealth fee and very low-cost investment option fees to start the plan. So if you would typically see startup cost around 2% of plan assets or a large number of around $7,500 to $10,000 to get started, we've lowered that. We have a $2,000 flat fee to get started. That's on an annual basis, $55 per participant on an annual basis. And then our asset-based fees are as low as about 45 basis points, even on a startup plan, 0.45%. So the way that we built this plan, and Donald, I know you know this well, is we can go into a startup plan and look at that plan. We can go into a plan that's maybe $3 or $4 million in assets with 5 or 6 physicians and 10 support staff and be able to look at that plan and be competitive. And we can also go into the large practice that has 90 physicians and 25 or 30 support staff and $50 million in assets and be competitive on that. And we have all of those type, when I mentioned there's 12 practices now, they're across the board out of those 12.
Right.
Some have 3 or 4 people, some have 125 people. So the offering is across the board, competitive. And it allows people to have less of a barrier to entry to offering a benefit to their employees and other physicians.
Okay. And and so you touched upon this a little while ago, and if there's anything you want to add, but you talked about how ACG was supporting the plan participants during trying times by having phone calls, by helping them out with the PPP money. Anything else you'd like to add to that?
Well, I think, you know, what we're doing right now is kind of, is helping individual physicians more than anything. One thing that just happened is they had, during the CARES Act, the Department of Labor and IRS had increased the amount of a 401k loan from $50,000 maximum to $100,000 maximum. Last week, that expired, but there still are other ways to get money out of a plan for CARES Act. Or through the CARES Act. So we're helping a lot of individual physicians right now that are maybe forecasting out until the end of this year, beginning of next year, and saying, you know, I might want to take some of this 401k money right now and utilize it as supplemental income between some of these things. Because a lot of our practices in the plan have been drastically affected by this pandemic. Right. I know everyone has been, but some more than others. And some are bouncing back more than others. So right now we're giving good sound advice on where to take that money from, where not to take it from, you know, according to that, and obviously make it a last case scenario of having to borrow from the retirement plan, but going through all of those options. We're also supporting a lot of new people, and this kind of goes with the next question, but what is one of the reasons that now is a great time to get into the plan? A lot of people have been going in to one of the, or they've been going into a mindset that they're kind of reviewing everything. They've had more time on their hands. Maybe their practices is looking at the bottom line a lot closer than they ever have because of the pandemic. So if we can go in and offer cost savings and things like that, and better investment options, lower cost investment options to plan participants, we've been able to help a lot of people in that fact finding as well. So it's kind of two-pronged, helping the people that we have now within the plan, but also helping prospects, prospective practices, in determining if the MAG offering is right for them at this time.
Perfect. So how can physicians and practice managers get more information on the MAG plan?
So the easiest way is to reach out to me directly. And I know most of the people probably that will see this have seen my information before, but either an email is probably the best way. My email is krainwater@acgwealth.com. krainwater@acgwealth.com. And my direct phone number is 404-991-7060. And they can also go to the MAG MAG Internet site, the MAG main site under resources. It has a link to us there. And we'll be happy to talk. Like I said, we've been talking with a number of practices over the last several weeks on the current structure of their plan and how it looks. A lot of people are looking at starting a plan, and there's a lot of people that have made transitions now. Both ways, we've seen some practices going back to being employed by the hospital, but we've seen a lot of people that are spinning off of larger practices or spinning off of the hospital and becoming their own practice. And it's a great time to have those type of conversations.
So as we wrap this up, any final thoughts or key takeaway messages?
Well, I think as always, we're happy to be a part of HOD as we have been. I think it's 7 years that we've been going to HOD. We hate that we're going to miss to see all the usual faces that we see at the event, but happy to be here virtually. I believe the main thing to consider is if you have a 401k plan with your practice, it's worth taking a look, you know, as part of your due diligence. You know, and I think that once a year might be too much, but every couple of years you need to be taking a look at how your plan's running, and especially with everything that's going on with 2020. Obviously, we're in election year. There's more to come as far as volatility, as far as different things happening within stimulus packages and all that. So reach out to us. Take advantage of the offer. And this is a true member benefit. And it doesn't mean that you have to become an adopting practice within the plan. It's a benefit to you just to ask us questions, run ideas by us. We're here, you know, to support MAG members in all capacities. So reach out to us, take advantage of the service that's being offered, and we're happy to be here once again at the 2020 HOD.
Kevin, thank you so much. I want to thank you for explaining the MAG plan and all the benefits that it brings. So thank you for your time, and thank you for managing the plan and being a continued sponsor of the House of Delegates for the last 7 years. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Donald.
I'd also like to thank and applaud our tireless and heroic physicians and allied healthcare professionals and staff for everything they're doing every day. From everybody at MAG, thanks for watching, and we'll catch up with you on the next Top Docs.
Thanks for watching this episode of Top Docs. Please share this program with your colleagues and family and friends. Remember to follow MAG on Facebook and Twitter. And don't forget, you can get past episodes of the show at mag.org/topdocs. From everybody at MAG, we look forward to catching up with you on our next episode of Top Docs.